meeting, January 15, 2013, 3 p.m. To order approval of minutes from December 11, 2012 meeting.
Motion approved is distributed.
Second. It's been motion second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
So moved. Number three, purpose of which we're here today, primarily consideration of potential budget amendment and other avenues for legal consultation and outside legal representation, let me say.
Do I need a roll call?
For the record, as Tim comes in, Shelby, we need a roll call. Councilman Retta, Weiner, Smiley, Hollins, John, Jay, Bell, Tackett, Sheldon, Patrick. Where did Powers go?
And Lisa.
And Lisa. But they were.
They're still working
they
on
the
railroad. They're working on the railroad underpass.
They will join us. But let us move to the heart of the matter today. And item number three. Potential budget amendment of avenues for legal consultation as relates to outside legal representation. We'll ask our counsel, the counsel, if she would come and make a presentation to us about it. Mr. Boyle will come first. Lisa Dillard has joined us, Councilwoman Lisa Dillard has joined us.
Respect the funding for to handle this issue. My suggestion is that we take the money from the contingency fund. Right now we have approximately $100,000 in the contingency fund. Transfer money from the contingency fund for this to handle this issue. And then, because it is time sensitive, and then at a later period that we will do an ordinance and to take the money from other sources in order to replenish that the monies. Council I've talked to, and we're talking that possibly at least $50,000 would be the transfer from the contingency fund to turn fees in their legislative budget.
Mr. President?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I've been gone for a week, so I'm not certain what subject we're talking about.
Subject matter will be addressed by Mr. Boyle. Could you just answer that question?
No, it's here.
Subject matter.
The hiring of attorneys for outside attorneys to represent us in the legal.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chair, I was wondering, would the chair and if council, with council's consideration, do we want separate motions? Would we want a general separate motion? A general motion now on the funding, since it would not be specific. If so, I would make a motion that if need for outside legal counsel arise, that we appropriate those funds as needed from council's contingency.
Second.
We move and second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any against? Any in readiness? Mr. Powers has joined us.
Yes.
Welcome.
Just wanted that before you voted.
Okay. Did you vote?
Did you vote?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Do you want to vote?
Good to go. Now I can leave. Thanks.
Now we need to move to the outside legal representation. Since we have come to that point in the agenda, the discussion will involve strategy, including input and advice from counsel on selecting a firm that may be best representative of this body. I want to remind counsel that we are unable to take a position at the January 8th hearing because of the required 7-day notice of this meeting. The response of county attorneys due today, and the counsel will be asked to respond in the near future so that the trial may be resumed without delay. In other words, we are out of time and we need to have a frank and open discussion without compromising our strategy or the bidding firms. Any vote will be taken in public session. Counsel.
Yes, Mr. President. I'm Carol Dolan, counsel, and I thought it might be helpful to address the body about the subject of the lawsuit and a little bit about the procedural posture and why we are where we are today, if that's appropriate to you, Mr. President.
Yes.
The case at the heart of today's discussion, as you probably know from the newspaper, is Sabre County versus Newcastle County. And it concerns the barley mill rezoning that council took a vote on. The matter is before the court right now on cross motions for summary judgment, and there was a trial of sorts that was scheduled on January 8th. At that trial, the court asked for an adjournment to get a clarification of the county attorney's position, who the county attorney was representing, to give an opportunity for counsel to respond, and for some other reasons that I believe counsel is aware. The Vice Chancellor Glasscock is the presiding judge, and he asked specifically how the office could continue to represent Newcastle County and all of the other defendants. The Office of Law, as I said, was ordered to provide a submission today, and we will have an opportunity to respond. This morning, the county attorney provided to everybody on council a revised retention letter for the executive branch defendants, and he has offered to work with this body to designate outside counsel that would be suitable to this body to represent it in this action. Separate members of council, which voted 7-6 in favor of the rezoning, have expressed a concern to me about protecting the sanctity of the legislative process and about defending the regularity of the process. Discussion by this body has been delayed until today due to the Freedom of Information Act and the 7-day requirement for notice. Essentially, as council members probably know, the original allegation was that council's decision was arbitrary and capricious because the determination that council could vote without a completed traffic analysis was legally incorrect. In a rezoning appeal, the court's role is limited to reviewing the record to determine whether your decision is supported by evidence such that it cannot be determined to be arbitrary and capricious. Relevant inquiries of the court are whether counsel held an appropriate hearing, whether counsel considered elements it is required to consider by statute, and whether substantial evidence supports this body's decision. There were other allegations that essentially are irrelevant to your hiring of outside counsel today, such as allegedly privately negotiated deed restrictions, a rush to decision, and inadequate reasons for your vote. At the hearing, I will say that the Office of Law, Sabre County, and Barley Mill LLC all opined that counsel did nothing wrong and that counsel acted properly in considering the rezoning. The Office of Law opined that counsel relied on a flawed decision by the Land Use Department. The county attorney, as I stated previously, has hired outside counsel to represent the executive branch defendants and then expressed a willingness to work with our body to designate outside counsel for our body. The purpose of the meeting today is to discuss the preference of this body for independent representation of counsel. Since the county is engaged in litigation, there should be no discussion of the merits of this case or of the issues in this case. However, because time is of the essence and because of the mandatory delay we already have suffered, or not suffered, but have had to observe due to public notice requirements, we must vote today to recommend outside counsel of your choice to the county attorney. Proposals that could be obtained during this very short turnaround time will be distributed. Consideration should be given to the expertise of the firm making the proposal, the ability to deliver services on a time-sensitive basis. This is an expedited proceeding. The relative costs and the strategic advantage or disadvantage of each firm. Once counsel discusses and votes on the best strategy, legal strategy, for outside counsel, and a recommendation is rendered to the county attorney. The code requires that the attorney prepare a public written statement that will be available to everybody and copy to this council, detailing the legal services required, the attorney or firm selected, and the reasons for that selection. The statement will include whether the services are for consulting, specifying the nature of the consulting to defend investigations or actions, specifying the nature of the same, word for word to investigate and potentially pursue a lawsuit. Nothing precludes the legislative branch from procuring its own consulting services. So that is just a synopsis of where we are today. It's somewhat of a complicated matter, but I wanted you all to be aware of what the allegations are, what has been said to date, and what has occurred to date in court.
Thank you, counsel. Before we have discussion and questions, I want to, on the record, commend you for an outstanding job, and your expertise and experience has certainly been very helpful for this body, so I want to commend you. Secondly, for giving context to the will of the council today. So thank you.
Thank you. Yes. May I, Carol Dolan, Council, I appreciate that very much. And I also wanted to thank Brian, who, thank you, Council Member Cartier, for permitting him to assist me in research. I wanted to thank you, Councilmember Weiner, for permitting Lou Hinkle to assist me. And I wanted to thank you, Mr. President, for permitting your legislative assistant for assisting me. Because without them, all of us scrambling, we would never have made today. Thank you.
Thank you. In other words, we want to thank the team for an outstanding job. It shows what we can do when we work together for the betterment of our county. Now, are there any questions or discussions before discussion points before we ask for a motion to act on what our council is presenting to us today? Okay. Let me just at this point I'll read the motion, and I'll read slowly so we will all be clear on where we are. I move to go into executive session for the purpose of discussing proposals for legal representation of Newcastle County Council in the current Save Our County versus Newcastle County litigation. The discussion will involve strategy, including input and advice from counsel on selecting a firm may best represent counsel in this case. I want to remind counsel that we are unable to take a position at the January 8th hearing because of the required 7-day notice of this meeting. The response of the county attorney is due today. The counsel will be asked to respond in the near future so that the trial may be resumed without delay. In other words, we are out of time. And we need to have a frank and open discussion without compromising strategy or the bidding firms. Any vote will be taken in public session. That is the motion. Do I hear a second?
Second motion.
It's been moved and second. All those in favor?
Aye.
So moved. I resume now to go back to open session. The doors may be open at this time.
No,
we need everybody but the county attorney and the council members to get out.
Yeah.
Let me
now can open.
So everybody
then you come back.
You can open so they can get out.
Just need to state it. Need to state that no votes were taken.
I'm going to say.
The door should be open now.
Mm-hmm. The door's got to be open. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I see it now. Yes. All of this. I hereby move to recommend to County Attorney Pepakai that he...
Yes.
We come out of executive session.
Are we out of executive session yet?
Yeah, you're going to announce it.
We're now out of...
Executive session.
Executive session.
And no votes.
No votes were taken. Thank you. Proceed now. I hereby move to recommend to County Attorney Pepakai that he retain the outside law firm of...
Smith, Katz, and Stanton for...
Smith, Katz, and Stanton to provide advice and representation in Newcastle County Council in the case of Save Our County versus Newcastle County.
Point of information, Mr. President, you're making a motion because obviously we haven't voted on this yet.
Yes.
Right.
Can you just see the motion?
Repeat, I hereby move.
Thank you, sir.
To recommend to County Attorney Pepakai that he retain the outside firm of...
Smith, Katz, and Stanton,
and Jenkins, LLP, to provide advice and representation to Newcastle County Council in the case of Save Our County versus Newcastle County on the terms and conditions set forth in the proposal that will be forwarded to the county attorney and to follow the procedures for public notice of the selection set forth in the code. Do I hear a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
So moved. I now ask my legislative assistant to forward the results of our vote and the proposal to the county attorney to ask him to designate said attorney as outside counsel this case to advise and represent Newcastle County Council. I would suggest the following motion. I move to ask the county attorney to designate the law firm of said firm to consult with and represent Newcastle County Council in the case of Save Our County versus Newcastle County pursuant to the terms of the proposed letter.
Second.
Is that second?
Second.
It's been moved and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
So moved. Are we ready to move to other?
Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Do we have any recommendations or talk about on the other? Mm-hmm. Is there anything for other?
No.
Are there? Councilman Street, there's some discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Did you vote or want to vote or you abstained? Based on your prior statement, sir.
For the record, I abstained.
For the record, Councilman Street, abstained. Thank you, sir.
I say abstained.
Any public comment?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second.
So moved.
So we're